We are learning Maseches Moed Katan Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah Chaf Dalet Amud Beis on the bottom. Zok the Mishnah: Ein Koyrin, you don't rice Kriya V'loy Cholzin. Cholzin means that you used to rip the Kriya so much that they put their hand through the shoulder pads. The shoulder was open. Vei Mavrin El Kriva Shemets, and only Kriva Shemets do Havra. Vei Mavrin El Mitas Kufa, you only do Havra on a bed that's upright, not turned over. What are we talking about? Zok the Rosh. We're talking about Chalamoid. We're talking about Chalamoid. Chalamoid, even though sometimes other people do Kriya also, if they're close to the mace, or maybe they're Talmud of the mace, but when it comes to Chalamoid, the only ones do Kriya, or Chaltzin, or Havra, Sudas Havra, is only Kravim Shamais. And that's it. No one else later also come to the Sudas Havra. Like the Rosh, sometimes people leave a gaspa, some people are close to the mace, they eat the Sudas Havra. In Chalamoid, it's only the Kravim Shamais do Havra. Ein Kairim v'lai Chaltzin, ve'im Mavrin al Kravim Shamais. Ve'im Mavrin al Kviyas el Amitas Kufa. Also, Allah is, even though you're allowed to do Sudas Havra on Regel, which happens to be not so pashut, but the Mishnah says you could, still, you do it a shinui. You don't do it on the mita on the floor. You do it on a mita zkufa. It's actually even a taisvis before on daf chaf that sounds like there's no sudas havra on regal. So here it's a chiddush saying it's a chiddush. The shver from the mishnah obviously the kriya gets the cash already. But in the mishnah zavu you do a sudas havra, but akapanim do it with a shinui. You do the havra sudas havra with a shinui. That's the halacha. On chalamoy you do sudas havra with a shinui. Zok the gemara on top of chafayim and aleph. Vafilu chacham. You telling me the only time you do chalitza and the Kriya and all these things only by the Kriya Shemais. What about a Chacham? What about a Chacham's Nifta? By time they learned the rice of Chacham Shemais, Hakol Kriyav. A Chacham had died, everyone is called Ksidah Kriyavim. Frank Tamar, Hakol Kriyav, Zaka Daidach, everyone Ksidah Mamash Kriyavim. Ella, Hakol Kik Kriyavim. Everyone is like Kriyavim that they rice Kriya. Hakol Kriyavim Alav, Hakol Chalitzim Alav, Hakol Mavrim Alav, Rechava. Everyone rices Kriya and everyone gets a Sudas Havra. So the Shaila is, so L'chaira by Chacham is a din like a karav. So what was our Mishnah saying? Even Chacham not L'chaira, a Chacham has a din like a karav. So my answer is you're right. L'chichad lav Chacham hu. The case in our Mishnah it says there has to be only Kriya Shemais. But this person was not a Chacham. But if be a Chacham, which means the big Talmud Chacham, then taka everyone could rise Kriya even on Chalamoid. Frank Dimar not a kasher. If Adam kasher, if he's Adam kasher, which means someone who's He there's never a bad thing about him. His mom has kept all the mitzvahs and everything. Just wasn't a Talmud Chacham. It's not so common to have Adam Kosher, but Adam Kosher, Chayuv Mechayiv, you also chayiv L'mikra, you also chayiv to rise Kriya. And the Rosh says it means between the Misa and the Kvura. Later on, if you find out about it after the Kvura, or you don't rise Kriya between the Misa and the Kvura, it's too late. It's not like by a Karav, which you could rise Kriya a little later. But here, still, the Rosh's Kasha is that if it's Adam Kasha, who and you're between the Misa and the Kvura, and you're in front of the Mace, it could be Chiyuv Mechayiv L'mikra, the time of the rice, and Bema Bonav L'mace Shalom L'maceim. Why do Chas V'Shalom people's children die, Kashem K'tanim, when they're K'tanim? K'day Sheyifka V'Savah Adam Kasha, in order they should cry and be misavah on Adam Kasha. Freitei Gemara, Yifke v'yisavah avaniko shokum v'nei, because Hashem wants them to cry over a Adam Kasha, we take away his child, that's fair. Ella, it means like this, it's an oinish, but it's like, bach of yisavah Adam Kasha, if someone doesn't cry over Adam Kasha, for as an oinish, he loses one of his children, chas v'shalom. Because anyone who cries on Adam Kosher, then Moichel all his avinus, specifically covered Joshua, because of the cover that he did for that person. So there's Kasha number two. Kasha number one was that Chacham, you let it rise Kriya, like Karav. And that's the next question is, Adam Kosher also, you have a chuyiv to rise Kriya, you want a chalamoid or something. And for the Gemara, no, lav Adam Kosher, this person that we're talking about in our Mishnah was not Adam Kosher. Break the Gemara, third question. If someone is there, v'shas, while the person is nifter, it was also a chiyuv. Chiyuv mechayiv, it was also a chiyuv in Korea. The time I looked at the Raisa, Rav Shimon Elazo Eimer, ha'imed al hameis, b'shas yisiyas neshama, chayiv l'kroya, if someone's there with shas tzias shalom, he has to make rice kriya. What is that daima? To lamaza daima. The sefer Torah nishav. Just like someone chas shalom sees the sefer Torah gets burnt, she chayiv l'kroya. You chayiv to rice kriya. So in here, it's not worse than that because, like Rashi speaks out, that Torah is called ner, kin ner mitzvah Torah are, and neshama is called ner. It says ner lekim nishmas adam. So it's not worse than the Torah shenisraf, someone who's there, but shas tzias neshama should be chayav in kriya. And the gemara like koi hasam shas tzias neshama. He was not there, but shas tzias neshama. So the gemara vayta. So the gemara says that our mishnah, all the halachah of the mishnah on chalamoid about rising kriya has to be dafka for karav. The Gemara is saying is that Lemaisa, if it's not a Adam Kasher and all those halachas, so then Adam Kasher or Chacham, and this way passing Shulchan Aruch, the halach is that they don't rise Kriya, only the Kravim. Kinoch Nafshe Derav Safra Loi Kar Rabbanon Aleha. The Rabbanon did not rise Kriya on Rav Safra. Omri, they said, Loi Germinim Vene, we didn't learn from him, he's not our Rebbe. Omlo Habaya Mitanya Harav Shemes Chacham Shemes Tanya. They didn't rise Kriya by Rav Safra because they said that it wasn't their Rebbe's. So the Gemara asked, what do you mean? We learned any Chacham, and Rav Safra was a Chacham. Mitanya Rav Shemes Chacham Shemes Tanya. V'oid Kol Yoima Shmeis V'Pumim V'Midrasha. So every day also we say his Torah over. So he's our Rebbe. So there's two questions. First of all, he's a Chacham Shemes. Stamish rise Kriya. And second of all, he's B'Pumim V'Midrasha every day. So the Gemara Sova Ma'id Ahava Ava. They thought, you know, since they didn't write Kriya b'Shas Misa, it's over. Amalu Abaya Tanina Chacham Kozman Shoiskin beHesped Chayav Mekroya. Kozman Yoisik beHesped Yichayev to Mekroya. Different than we said before by Adam Kasher. There is Dafka be Misa Lekfura, but by Chacham Shemais, anytime Yoisik beHesped Yichayev Mekroya. Shavu Mikra La'alta. So they thought maybe okay, right now we found out you should right now we found this halacha we should write Kriya right away. Amalu no Abaya Tanya Chacham Kvoide beHesbedo. The covenant is b'shas the hesped, which is shas chimum. That's the time when someone should write Kriya. That's the time.
That's the first time of chimum.
What?
We had chimum before. You can't
write
later.
Yeah, but here was the here. What do you mean? You could. The Gemara said before you could. That if you have chimum later on, you could. Like the Gemara said before that by the Talmud Chacham Taka Shani Rabbanan. The Gemara said on Daf Chav Dal Kivin the Chol Shaita Midchush Metzayu Kshas Chimum Dami. This idea that you could have Shas Chimum again afterwards. Yeah, it could be Shas Chimum that twice it spoke out then. And the Gemara was moving like that. Yeah. Not the Gemara Vaita. And the Rosh brings it right in this Gemara that Adam Kasher, you don't write Kriya later on. Because here, they thought he wasn't his Rebbe, but they knew he was Adam Kasher, and still they didn't write Kriya. Because they don't write Kriya if it's not been Misal Kfura. But once they found that I was a Rebbe, that's different, then it's Ok, and then we write Kriya. That's the Rosh's Raya, that by Adam Kasher, you only write Kriya by Misal Kfura. Kinoch nafshi de Rav Huna, when Rav Huna was nifter, so they wanted to give him a big covet. By Chizkiyah HaMelech, one of the things they did for him was they put a Sefer Torah on his mita to say he was Mekayim called Torah Kulo. So Kinoch nafshi de Rav Huna, Sovla Suvis Sefer Torah Aparaya, they wanted to put a Sefer Torah on his bed, on his mita that they brought him out on, they wanted to put a Sefer Torah to show he was Mekayim Gantz Torah Kulo, called Torah Kulo. Omlu Rav Chista, Rav Chista said, no, Milsad Vechayel or Svirle, Hash Lekim Levele, something that he did not do while he was alive. Rav Huna did not hold this while he was alive. We can do it now that he was nifted. Amar Rav Tachlifa, no chazit la Rav Huna, the boy lebeis of Peruaya. I want to see Rav Huna. He wanted to sit down on a bed. Vavamonoch Sefer Torah Allah, and there was Sefer Torah on the bed. What did he do? Vekaf kada ara. He turned over a barrel on the floor. Vaisiv Sefer Torah Allah. Put Sefer Torah on it. Alma Kasava also leisha v'gav mita shnei Torah Murachala. You see, he held they not be on the same bed as the Sefer Torah. Tosfos speaks out that even to put, let's say, something on the bed to raise up the Sefer Torah, it's also asa. That's how Tosfos says. Near the filo a Sefer Torah Murach begavaya menu loyshari loyosa lo Sefer Torah begavaya menu. They could have put on this mita that they're taking him out on some, put it on something else, but no, you can't put it on his bed at all. Okay, zot v'maizavai. The lo avamap nofik paraya mebava. They were trying to take Rav Huna out. He was nifter. He was on a bed, and I'm trying to take the bed out of the room, and he couldn't fit out. The bed was too big. He couldn't get out of the house. Sova l'shashula derech gagim. They wanted to take him down from the roof. Amru Rav Chista hagemirna minei chacham kvoidoy derech pesach. The covet is you don't take a chacham down from the roof. You bring him through the door. Sova l'ashnuim paray l'paray. Maybe put him from one bed to another bed. Puriyot to another bed. Switched beds because his bed was too wide. Switched to a narrower bed. The covet is to keep him on the mita that he was nifta on. What's a riot to this? It says in the pasuk, this is a whole maisa with the aron. The aron was in Shiloh, and the plishtin, they took the aron out to war, and the plishtin captured it. Lamaisa, because the Plishtim had the Aroi and they got terrible tzaras, they had hemorrhoids and different problems, that was terrible. So they sent back the Aroi. How did they send back the Aroi? They sent back the Aroi in a brand new wagon with these cows that pulled, they were singing, they pulled the Aroi, and a kapana was big nes. Now, that agala they used also when David transported the Aroi from Beis Avinadov. The Aaron went after the Plishtim to a few different spots, to Beit Shemesh, to Beit Shemesh, to a few different places. And afterwards, they transported, this is when Uzzah got killed in this case. But Akapanim, it was the same Agala. So the Pasuk says, that Agala Chadasha, the same Agala Chadasha. So you see, that once the Aaron HaKodesh was on the same Agala, they didn't switch Agala. So the same thing by a Chacham Shemesh, we keep them on the same Mitah. So what do they do? Paros Bava, they broke the door of Afku and took him out. That was the only way. They had to keep the same mitah, had to go out the door. So they widened the door and took him out. Okay, now they had to, and they had to give us hesped and bury him. Pasach aleha Rab Abba. Ro'oyu hoi Rabbeinu shetishra alav shechina. Rab Abba set a hesped on him, on Rav Huna, the Be'etzem. He was Ro'yu for Nevuah. He was Ro'yu for Nevuah. So why didn't he have Nevuah? So Bava Garmaleh. But because he's in Chutz La'aretz, he was not Zeichet to Nevuah. Break the Gemara. Chutz Aretz, you don't have Nevuah. Most of them Nachem Bar Chista, Amri Lo Rav Chanan Bar Chista. This is a pasuk in Yecheskel. Hoya Dvar Hashem. Yecheskel Ben Buzia Koyin Be'eretz Kasdim. Beginning of Yecheskel, it says that he had Nevuah while he was in Bavel. In Be'eretz Kasdim, whatever that was. I think it's part of Bavel. So he said, "What do you mean? It's not true." Tavuk Le'avu V'Sandla. So his father gave him a little like glet gave him a little hit, you know, trying to like quietly. Rashi says so no one should realize that they should be quiet. Amalei Lava Minel Loch Loi Sitroid Alma shouldn't be Matriach the Oilum with your kashus Ma Hoya Shahaya Kvar. So Duk Shatam Rashi, what this means? Either means that there was different because Yecheskel already started being misnaba already in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he could be misnaba weiter in Chutz La'aretz, or don't bring a raya from then. Then Hashem was gave nevuah to people in Chutz La'aretz. Now already they don't do Hashem doesn't do that. So Akaponim, don't ask your kashas from Yecheskel. So that was the hesped. Kaskula Hassam, they brought him up to Eretz Yisrael. So they bring up this Aron of Rav Huna to Eretz Yisrael from Babel. Omru Leila, Rav Amil Rasi, Rav Huna Asi. They told Rav Amil Rasi, Rav Huna's coming. And they misunderstood. They thought Rav Huna was still alive. Amri, so they said, Kevin Hassam, when we used to live in Chutz La'aretz and Bavel together with Rav Huna, and we were like Batel Mavotel, Kneged Rav Huna was such a big, so big. Kevin Hassam, like, have a long duration, we couldn't pick our heads up from him. We couldn't be the Rosh Yivis because we had Rav Huna. Now he's coming here after us. Now we came here. Us of Asrein, he's coming after us. They're getting nervous. Omer lo, no, it's Aroinoiba. It's his Aron is coming. He's not alive anymore. Rav Amir Vasi Nafak. So Rav Amir Vasi went out to greet the Aron. Rav Ila, Rav Chanina lo Nafak. He down Rav Ila Nafak. Rav Ila did go out. Rav Chanina lo Nafak. Rav Chanina did not go out. Do not fact why they go out my time or the time to the bright. So Aaron or even Malkum Malkum, Aaron's going from one place to another place. Everyone stands Bashura of Aimul Birchas Avelim Tachuna Avelim. And every stop they go, every place they go, they say Birchas Avelim and they have Tachuna Avelim. They give Menachem Avel. That's why Pshat and Amaraim went out. The Loinafak, my time, I wanted to go out. The time I lived in the Bright. So, Arna Oivim Malkum Malkum, Ain Aimdom Love Bashura of Ainam Love Birchas Avelim Tachuna Avelim. The Bright says the opposite. That Aron that's going from Makom LaMakom, not Levaya, they're bringing and transporting the Aron. You don't do the whole Levaya, you don't do Shura and Birchas Avelim and Tachum Avelim. So that's why they didn't go out. For the Mora, mine's a Kashu Nadad, it's a steer of two brises. Like Kashu, Kan Shal the Kiyamas, Kamish in Shal the Kiyamas. If his goof is still Kayom, so then they go out and do Levaya. But if it's a long trip from Bavel to Eretz, so a lot of times when they're transporting the Aron, it's not Shal the Kiyamas anymore, so then there's no Levaya. So what happened over here? Rav Huna Shalik Kiyamis. Rav Huna was a big tzaddik, and Shalik was Kiyamis. Even though it was a big trip from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. With Loi Nafak, those who didn't go out, Loi Sai Mekamei, they didn't know about it. They didn't know. They didn't tell them that Shalik Kiyamis, so they didn't know. That's why they didn't go out. Okay, they get to the Beit HaKfaris. Amri Heichen, where should we put him? Where should we put his kever? So they said, Rav Huna, this is Gersa Amru, Ninche Eitz Rav Chia. Why? The Rav Huna rebates Torah of Yisrael. Rav Huna had a big following. He was Marbis Torah in a very big way. Like Rashi brings down, the Gemara says in Sechlus Ksubis, that he had so many Talmidim and they're sitting on the floor, and they got up, there was a huge dust cloud that it made the whole place dark. That's how many Talmidim he had. And Rav Chiya Rebbe's Torah B'Yisrael. You know, Rav Chiya is famous being Marvitz Torah, that he did a whole stick of Torah, no one should forget Torah B'Yisrael. He got flax, and he made different yeshivas, and the whole story. Ayn Masechet Bava Metzia Daf Hey Amud Beis. Al Kapanim, Rav Huna and Rav Chiya both Marvitz Torah Hava. Zok the Gemara Man Mayalei. So who's going to bring him to rest him next to Rav Chiya? Amalu Rav Chaga Anomal Alinalei. I'll be the one to take him there because it was a scary thing to put him next to. This is a Helig and a Shama Rav Huna and Helig a Guf also to put him there next to Rav Chiya. You have to be up to the Adam Chasher. Rav Chaga said, "I'll go." The Kimtul Tamu Daya Kavina Bar Tamna Sari Shnin. Because I already was Mekayim. I already learned. All the time when I was 18 years old already, I had Kol Torah Kula in my pocket. V'leichazi li Keri. I never saw Keri. He was a big tzaddik, Rav Chaga. And like the Mashal says, he was 18 years old, didn't see Keri. Even though Ben Shemana Esrei L'chopa, still he did not see Keri. U'mesham le'kamei, which means, like the Bach says, he was meshamish Rav Huna. But Yodi Be'ubda, and he knew his ways. The Yom Echad, I'll tell you a story, Dr. Rav Chaga, I'll tell you a story, no one knows. The Yom Echad is half clear with two of the tefillin. One time, the two of the tefillin turned around, because you have to have the shiny part on the outside, the black on the outside. So, it twitched around. But Yosef Allah, Arba un Tanisa, Allah, and he's fasted 40 tanisim. That's how Chashu was. That was considered a very Rav Huna. His tefillin turned around a little bit, and he fasted 40 days. Havagoni Yehuda, now it says by in the caver, Rav Chiya's two children, Yehuda and Chizkiya, were on two sides of him. Havagoni Yehuda mi yamine davua, v'chizkiya mi smali. So Omla Yehuda and Chizkiya, kum meduchteich, stand up while the arm was coming in. They're already dead, but it says the neshama said to each other, let's stand up because Rav Huna's coming in. The lav oirich ara the koim Rav Huna behind the koim Rav Huna. It's not kovadik. The Rav Huna's here waiting to be buried, and we're going to be lying here behind the koim. When these tzaddikim stood up, kam b'hadei amud denura, a fiery pole, fiery pillar stood with them. Chazi Rav Chaga Ivis. Rav Chaga saw this pillar and he got scared. Zakve l'aroina, he held up the aroin, v'nafak and he left. V'nafak also and he left. V'haid lo anesh, and the reason he didn't get burnt, anesh, was from the zakve l'aroina de Rav Huna, because Rav Huna's aroin protected him. And then they buried Rav Huna. Kitzah, this is the godless of these gvaldiga tzaddikim. Kinoch nafshe Rav Chisda saw v'lo suvi sefer Torah paraya. Same thing Rav Chisda was if they want to put a sefer Torah on his bed, on his mita when they bring him out. Omle Rav Yitzchak milsa the Rabbi lo esvi alon and anek of nevelay. His Rebbe didn't hold it. Rav Huna didn't hold it. Want to do it for him? Savar the loyal mishlo karaya. They thought they're not going to close up the kriya. All the people who were levaya, the old tamidim, they all rise to kriya, and mishlo means they sew it up sloppily. The kriya. Omlu they didn't want to do that. Omlu hu Rav Yitzchak barambi. Once you turn around from the mita shalem, you can close it back up. And either means from a chacham's levaya, or means a chacham who writes kriya, since it's not a kavadim, it's a ganai for him to go with a bag of karua. So a chacham who's turned around from the mita should sew up his bagad.